الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله All praises is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nur-e-Mujassam, Shah-e Bani Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Once again, we are back with another episode of your program called Treasures of Wisdom. Yes, it is the month of Rabi'ul Thani, and once again, we are discussing the blessings of the awliyas, the blessings of this blessed month. And in this month, we have the Urs Mubarak of Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In relation to his Mubarak being and his personality, dear viewers, we all know and acknowledge that he is a Hassani and Husseini Sayyid, subhanallah. A Hassani Sayyid from his father's side and Husseini Sayyid from his mother's side. Allahu Akbar. Both his blessed genealogies meet with Hadrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'een. So with this nisbah and connection, he is from the lineage and progeny of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We shall speak about the blessings and virtues of Sa'adat, those who hail from the progeny of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And before we get any more further into our discussion, let's enlighten our hearts with the blessings of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is stated in a beautiful hadith, whoever sends salat upon me, his salat reaches to me. Other than this, 10 virtues are written for the one who recites one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So without any further delay, let us engage in reciting salawat upon Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, we are the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, we had celebrated the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the month of Rabi'ul Awwal has taught us that one should love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exceptionally, yani without any exceptions, without any ifs and buts. And together with that, everything which is connected to the beloved is also beloved. Subhanallah. Likewise, the sa'adat that are from the progeny and lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have a very high maqam. To understand this maqam, inshallah, azawajalla, if you have the opportunity or you have met with sa'adat, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we are going to hear some beautiful parables and stories about those who are the sayyids and they belong and they hail from the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are their blessings? What it is to take care of them? What it is to respect them? Subhanallah. We will hear all of this, inshallah, once we have listened to this beautiful kalam. This kalam is, of course, there to saturate our hearts. It is to increase our love and devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enjoy this kalam, inshallah, until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں اور مدنی چینل کے ناظرین، الحمدللہ عزوجل بچپن میں جو مجھے یاد پڑتا ہے، زندگی میں سب سے پہلے اگر میں نے کوئی نعت پڑھی تھی تو وہ یہی نعت تھی جو آج میں آپ کے سامنے ایک بار پھر پیش کر رہا ہوں۔
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں، دنیا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں۔
ابا کہاں چلے؟
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ
گردن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ
Subhanallah. Welcome back, dear viewers. And yes, Alhamdulillah, we are now going to be speaking about the blessings of Sa'adat. Let's hear and listen this beautiful parable which has to do with love and taking care of a Sayyid. Those who are from the progeny and lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In some countries they are called Sayyid, whereas in some other countries they are called Sharif. And there are various names for those who are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this personality by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Abdullah Qadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states that once on the occasion of Eid, I did not have anything at all to cover my expenses. Eid is a day that we all look forward to, using nice clothes, eating some beautiful and nice lavish foods. He's saying they were days of immense poverty. At the time, Yahya bin Khalid Barmaki was the ruler of the place. Eid was drawing nearer, but still we didn't have anything. A maid of mine came to me and said, Eid is just around the corner, but we have nothing to cover our household expenses. So arrange for something so that the family can easily, you know, spend the day of Eid and enjoy the day of Eid. So he says, I went to the businessman friend of mine, who was a very good friend of mine. He was a businessman, and I told him of my troubles, circumstances. He immediately gave me a sealed package which contained 1,200 dirhams. So I brought them home and I gave them to my family members, Allahu Akbar, which gave them some peace of the mind that Eid would now be spent, you know, happily. So we hadn't even opened the package. I just had delivered that to my wife and there was a knock on the door. And this person who came to visit me was a Sayyid, Allahu Akbar. And then he came and explained to me about his financial situation, that he was in some circumstances and he needed money very urgently. Saying this to me, I went and told my wife that, you know what, it's best that we could divide this money into two portions. Give him half and we can keep half. He is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should lend him at least half of the money that we have with us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So the wife then says to the husband, that what has happened to your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Place the entire amount at his feet. For he is a Sayyid and he hails from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has come to you. What has happened to your love and devotion for the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla? So having heard this, he was so happy that this is my wife, subhanallah. Look at how she makes my mind. I was thinking of distributing half of the money to my Sayyid friend, but my wife demands that I give her the entire amount. So he then went and gave his Sayyid's friend the entire amount that his business friend had borrowed, had given him. So when the noble Sayyid reached his home, he was actually visited by a very same businessman who gave the first person money. So this personality says, I have borrowed the money to my Sayyid friend. And when he reached home, the very same businessman who had given me the money had went to the house of this Sayyid friend and said to him, I am currently experiencing some financial difficulties. Please lend me some money. Hearing this, the noble Sayyid gave him, yani the businessman, the very same sealed package containing the amount of 1,200 dirhams. So he says the businessman friend immediately recognized the package because he was the one who initially gave it to that Hazrat, subhanAllah. Anyways, he asked the Sayyid, how did you get this money? So he then narrated the entire story. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. The businessman was now astounded to hear this event of them reached the ruler, Yahya bin Khalid Barmaki, who immediately sent his man with a message. He says, due to my responsibilities, I was unaware of your situation. But now I am sending my servant with 10,000 dinars. From this, 2,000 are for you, 2,000 for your businessman friend, and 2,000 for the noble Sayyid. And the remaining 4,000 are for your well-fortuned and noble wife, because she is the best example of devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam among all of you, who motivated her husband that, why you want to distribute half of the wealth to the Sayyid friend? Rather, grant him and give him all of that which you have. SubhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, we have just heard how the hearts of our pious predecessors were filled with the enthusiasm to take care of the needs and sympathize as well as assist and help those who are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the extent that even on the occasion of Eid, they would not neglect them. They would accept poverty over their own happiness and contentment. And for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would never turn away a noble Sayyid empty-handed. As a result of his connection to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would sacrifice their own happiness and wealth at the feet of Sa'adah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, we too should follow those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and occupy our hearts in the love and devotion for the noble Sayyids. Recognize their ranks and nobility, support them, and make assisting needy sa'adat an important aspect of our lives. From this one account, we can also pick up a Madani pearl that if someone is known as a Sayyid, we should not ask for proof and reference for them being a Sayyid, but rather accept them as much as they say they are. Respect them with our hearts and souls and serve them in whichever way it is able for you and possible for you to serve them. Consider the fact that they are part of the Prophet's family sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They hail from the very same lineage. Allahu Akbar. What it is or how it is to ask a person, are you a Sayyid? In response to this, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatumul Aliya was asked, if there is no proof that a particular individual is actually a Sayyid, should he be respected? Now listen to the reply which Amir al-Sunnat has given. He says, respecting someone is not predicted on certainly or a specific proof of lineage. Respecting someone is not dependent upon the proof that he has to provide for you of his lineage. For this reason, whoever is known as a Sayyid should be respected without any need of researching their lineage, as we have not been ordered to do so. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was asked about an individual who demanded proof of lineage from Sayyids and would speak against them if they could not produce it. He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, this servant has repeatedly issued the fatwa that in order to accept someone as a Sayyid and respect them, it is not necessary for us to have personal proof that they are Sayyid. Allah Allah. Allah says, we have no need to undertake any research, nor we have been ordered to demand proof of lineage from any Sayyid. To forcibly demand someone to show their proof of lineage and to speak against them and damage their reputation if they do not are all haram. If someone says he is a Sayyid, respect them, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Wallah, respecting the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a means of blessings, not only in the hereafter, but also in this world, as well as in the hereafter. From this parable that we have just heard now, someone's worldly problem was removed due to the love of a Sayyid. And imagine in the Akhirat, how much more other rewards will Allah bestow upon the one who respects a Sayyid. And like is the month of Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that we respect him throughout the year. But in this particular month, we speak about his virtues and blessings, for he is from the lineage and progeny of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, without any doubt, it is a reality that whenever an individual loves somebody, when he loves someone, he also begins to love and respect everything connected with him. For example, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house and the walls and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's street and the town, his family, children and sons, so on and so forth. Then consider, if an individual is engulfed in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will he not love his family and Ahl al-Bayt? How can you love the Prophet and not love his family? It's for this reason. He Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Part 25, Ayah number 23,
قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى.
Say you, O beloved, I do not ask any remunerations from you for this, yani propagation of the religion, except your love of my close relatives. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ asks for no remunerations and money in exchange for the propagation of the deen, but in exchange for this that I do for y'all, in return of this favor, y'all can love my family, close relatives. Yani commenting upon this ayah, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala states, close relatives means noble sayyids and the auspicious Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, the noble sayyids are such blessed personalities, dear viewers, that the virtues of loving them and maintaining good character with them are even mentioned in the blessed ahadith. Yes, mentioned in the ahadith. Remember, when you disrespect a Sayyid, remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, whoever maintains good character with anyone from my Ahl Bayt, I will give him the reward of this on the Day of Judgment. Yani, the reward is with the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla for the one who shows reverence and love for a Sayyid from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It doesn't stop there. There are various other ahadith, dear viewers. Whoever behaves well with any of offspring of Abdul Muttalib in the world, he has the right to receive its reward from me when he will meet me on the Day of Qiyamah. Allah Allah. Humko sare Sayyidon se pyar hai. Insha Allah Azza wa Jal apna beda paar hai. Allahu Akbar. As you see, Amir al-Sunnat gives so much of reverence and respect to Sa'adat. He does not allow them to sit upon the floor when he learns that from the crowd or from the brothers that have come to make salam to him, someone is a Sayyid. He would immediately make him sit with him, next to him, subhanallah. So this shows respect and love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our pious predecessors were such devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that each and every action of was a manifestation of their respect and reverence. Devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was their priceless wealth, and love for his family was the spiritual oxygen for them, dear viewers. Yes, it served as oxygen for them to love and respect the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that they spent their entire lives loving Rasulullah and persuading others to also have devotion and love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as serving and respecting his family members. Allahu Akbar. Have you not learned about Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's reverence for Hasnain Kareemain? Have you not heard about the stories and waqiyas Imam Jafar al-Sadiq? Hadith Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates from his father Imam Muhammad Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that when Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu received some fine clothes from Yemen, he radiyallahu anhu distributed it amongst the Muhajireen and Ansar. Nothing would they ever want to keep for themselves. This was his justice. Everything was distributed the moment he had received it. But when the people wore it, he became extremely happy. Allah, Allah, Allah. He was standing between the member of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well as his illuminated resting place. And people were presenting themselves before him, giving salam to him, making dua for him, that, "Ya Sayyidi, we have received this fine clothes due to your blessing." At that time, suddenly, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma came in front of him from the blessed house of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, because the house of Fatima Zahra was attached, or it was in a courtyard of Masjid Nabawi. So neither of the two princes radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in were dressed in those fine clothes that came from Yemen. And as soon as he radiyallahu anhu saw the two princes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his condition changed. Allahu Akbar. He radiyallahu anhu explained to his people, and he said, "By Allah, I am not even a little happy now when I see the fine clothes I have dressed you people in." So hearing this, all the people became worried and confused, and they said, "Ya Sayyidi, what is the matter? What has happened? Why are you saying this? After all, you yourself gave us these clothes." So he replied, "I am saying this due to these two princes who walk amongst people in such a state that they don't have this what y'all are wearing on y'all's body." The narrator then states that he radiallahu anhu immediately wrote to the ruler of Yemen, asking him to prepare two fine and expensive suits for the two princes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it was prepared and dispatched. The ruler of Yemen acted immediately and got those two suits prepared and sent it to Umar radiallahu anhu. He radiallahu anhu gave them to Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and became extremely happy and said, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, up until these two were not dressed in these new clothes, everyone else wearing them didn't please me. I wasn't happy to see them wearing this until the two princes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam weren't wearing them." Another narration is that, having given Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma the clothes to wear, he said, "Now I am happy." In another narration, he says, "Ab main khush hoon." So to see them smile, you become happy. When they cry, you should feel the pain as well, for they are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, throughout his lifestyle, he proven and showed so much of love to the Sa'adat, which is beyond imagination. Subhanallah. Janab Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, a young man was employed to assist with the household chores in the blessed house of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Later on, it became known that that young man was a Sayyid. And so Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi firmly instructed his family members, "Do not give any chores to the noble Sayyid, for he is here to be served. He is the dignified descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is here to be served, not to serve us." Look, Ala Hazrat employed him, but says this to the family members, that he is here for us to serve and not for us to take service from him. Thus, whatever he requires, whether it be food and things like that, so on and so forth, presented to him. Whatever salary has been promised to him, give it to him and honor him. Allahu Akbar. This was the orders of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And this continued to a certain period until that Sayyid himself have left from there on his own accord. Ala Hazrat did not remove him from his position. This is the respect Ala Hazrat had shown to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Abdul Wahab Sharani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said, Sayyid Sharif narrated at the Khanqa of Hazrat Sayyidina Khattab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Kashiful Buhayr once hit a Sayyid at that night. And after hitting the Sayyid, he had a dream that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was turning his blessed face away from him. So he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what sin have I committed?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "You hit me, even though I am your intercessor on the day of judgment." Kashiful Buhayr, the one who hit the Sayyid, he replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did not remember hitting you in any way." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "You did hit me in this way that you hit my offspring. You hit my offspring, it is as if you hit me." So Kashiful Buhayr humbly replied in the affirmative, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, I have hit your offspring." And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Your strike hit my wrist." And then showed Kashiful Buhayr his blessed wrist, which was swollen as though it had been stung by a bee. We seek mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani Kashiful Buhair is the one who hit the Sayyid and he saw the dream of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from what we understand, dear viewers, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even showed him his Mubarak hand and wrist and said, "You did not hit my offspring, rather you hit me." Imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are in situation many a times it could be possible that you were offered an opportunity to assist a Sayyid, to help a Sa'adat. And if this opportunity came and went and we did not take any responsibility, there is still a chance if you are alive. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and look forward in whichever way it's possible that you could help a Sayyid for the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Kareem forgive us, and may we never be the people who would disrespect any family member of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But moving forward, as of today, we will increase our love and devotion for the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures.